I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
You know, it is. The Asian influence in America and what we really know. There are current tensions, and I'm hoping that they will be worked out. The trade war with China, for instance. I think we need to know more. So are there a couple of movies out recently that might tell us a little bit more about Asians? Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
And The Farewell.
And The Farewell. My recent exposure to Asian cinema has been limited to the scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood where Brad Pitt fights Bruce Lee. And you know what? I'm sad about it. It's just I can't keep up with everything. As far as recent Asian cinema goes, the only films I've seen, The Host, Train of Busan, I've seen that one. So a zombie movie, a monster movie, zombie movie, and Snowpiercer, which doesn't even really...
What about Crouching Tiger?
Oh my God, John, that's 30 years old.
I am just saying, one you might have seen.
I have seen it. And you know what? You know, as a young film student, I used to have to watch this... Ozu films and samurai films and
Raise the Red Lantern,
Kurosawa and stuff like that, right?
So what I think is going on is that we're getting a real sense of a kind-hearted, open culture that we sometimes stereotypically see in a different way. And I think both of these films, Crazy Rich Asians, which is a fantasy about the upper class, is a pure fantasy about the glamour of China, of Singapore, and about the class structure over in Farewell, something completely different, a middle-class family torn by a tradition of emotional reservation, a reserve, because grandma has been diagnosed to die in 3 months and the family does not want to tell her. But Americanized lady who comes back home young says, of course we tell her. We want to say goodbye to her. We want her to say goodbye to us. Culturally, that says, look it, the difference between the West and the East is very clear. Asians have a real sense of community in Farewell. That sense of community where they're going to not tell grandma why. Well, they don't want her to suffer psychologically.
Right.
But more than that, they want to assume the emotional burden when the westernized person in Crazy Rich Asians coming to visit Henry Golding playing Nick Young.
Yeah.
And he is the heir to this fantastic empire. And she's coming in as a professor, middle class, from NYU. And the family resists her because she doesn't have money and because she has been westernized.
Okay. Talking about the business of movies.
Yes,
now,
yes.
You know, China is this huge market. And some of our biggest budget spectacles are often tweaked and or carefully sculpted and resculpted to be released in China to play to that market.
Farewell reinforces the Asian sense of community and of love. And it's resolved in a way positive from the Chinese point of view.
Okay.
And the Chinese culture is looking even better than ever. So I believe this one will play very well in China.
Hmm.
And I believe it plays very well here. The westernized young woman objects to their reticence about prediction for grandma's death. She acquiesces. Awkwafina acquiesces. There is an element of this that makes me think it's made almost for Americans.
Crazy Rich Asians was such a huge hit.
Yes.
That it had to have been, I mean, what is the take on that movie? Maybe Mark can fill us in. Was the take on that movie's success that Asian audiences turned out in droves to support that movie, or that it was a crossover hit with white audiences as well? And then it becomes this sort of cultural touchstone where it crosses over.
Yeah, so Mark just confirmed for us that plays on both sides. The idea of super rich Asians is not so foreign. There's some reality about that, you could say. I don't think we've damaged relations, have we? Here
no, I think you've done a splendid job of opening the door. Maybe putting the first salve on the on the trade war, the first detente.
So I'm kind of like the Nixon opening up the door.
Exactly.
Wonderful. All right.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.